Hello everyone, this is Aiden Shad
and Christian Sander,
and we're here to tell you about one of the, if not, the most profitable industry in the world.
Crack cocaine.
Actually, films. The film industry makes unbelievable amounts of money every single year.
They will continue to make more and more money, even as not only the industry of film grows, but the audience as well.
As time goes on, and both the size of the industry and the audiences grow, the question now is what movie will make the most money.
We believe we are able to predict which movie will make the most amount of money in our current year, 2019, based on ratings and profits of movies previously in the last year, 2018. And we can accurately estimate how much money the movie will make. Movies in this day and age are not what they used to be. They have higher budgets and make higher revenues. Movies now have countless months, even years, invested in them. Some take this extra time and make it into a better product, while some are strictly made for financial gain. Movies are not made the same as they used to be. Movies are now hyped up for months, even years, and sometimes even 10 decades in advance, and now profitable beyond imagine. Movies are now, well, predictable. They're made for profit, not passion. And we believe that movies have a direct correlation between not only the time put into prior to the creation of the movie that was hyped, and then it directly changes the profit. Movies with longer hype time and more production receive higher revenues, not only in the opening weekend, but in the theater as the months go by. This begs the question, what will the most profitable movie be in our current year of 2019? And whether or not these films and companies that make them deserve the increase in revenue? It's beating a dead horse by saying that Hollywood is out of ideas, and it's true to an extent. However, looking at the highest-grossing films of last year and the estimated revenues of this year, all the movies are based on either a franchise or a sequel. That has been true for all of Hollywood. If you look at the highest-grossing films ever made, with very few exceptions, all of them are based on something: a comic book, a movie, a remake, a sequel, real events, a book. All movies based on something give them stability, a safety net. The average person will see a movie based on something that they know or like, just to see what will happen. On the other hand, the highest grossing film of all time, James Cameron's Avatar, is completely original, and the sequels and remakes are grossed and have so much money were all original ideas at one point. Unless you count inflation, that means Gone with the Wind, a film based on a book, is the highest grossing movie of all time. So it's a risk reward for an original film.
The amount of money that the average citizen spends at the movie theater is increasing every single year. And the more the average citizen spends, the more that the movie makes. Just looking at last year's top grossing movies, the top three movies, according to Screen Rant, were Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, Black Panther, and Avengers Infinity War. These movies all individually made over $1 billion each, and all together made over $4 billion. Movies make money, that's clear, a lot of money. So the question at this point is, what movie this year will make the most money? Using two different sources of information, one being how much money a movie makes in its opening week, and how much money the movie's going to make estimated overall, we can accurately estimate as to which one will make the most money before it leaves theaters. The top three movies of this year are estimated to make over a combined $5 billion. These estimates are not random, though. According to Screen Rant, Avengers Infinity War made over $2 billion by the time it was removed from theaters, Black Panther made over $1 billion by the time it was removed from theaters, and Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom made over $1 billion as well by the time it was removed. When combined all together, they made over a combined $4 billion. But why? See, two of those movies were from Marvel movies, and one was a part of a franchise that had been running for decades. People feel safe when they go to the movies and spend their money on franchises that they already know about. So when a big franchise like Marvel is making their final climactic film that wraps up an entire universe that they've been creating for over 10 years, when they make a movie like Infinity War, a profit of $2 billion or more is entirely expected. 2019 doesn't have a Black Panther 2, though. 2019 does have a Spider-Man Far From Home, though. Spider-Man Homecoming, the original, made $117 million on its opening week alone. And it was made with $175 million, which means it was just over 30% of breaking even in the first 24 hours. Spider-Man Homecoming was only $30 million under Black Panther, according to Screen Rant. So, if it wasn't clear already, superhero movies make a lot of money, mainly because of the population. With all of the adults in today's world growing up with comics these films were all based off of, and these films and reiterations of said comics making it relevant to the youth of today, everyone can enjoy a superhero movie. Superhero movies are making the most amount of money by a long shot in the film industry, so it's extremely clear that superhero movies in 2019 will make the most money, just like in 2018. So I believe that since Avengers Infinity War made over $2 billion before it left theaters, I believe that Avengers Endgame will make $2.5 to $3 billion in 2019, as the growing population of not only film fans, but also superhero fans is growing so much that I believe that Marvel will be able to increase its profits even more than before.
Another very profitable type of film is also controlled by Disney. The animated film is something that Disney and Pixar has perfected for years. While there are many other companies that make large animated movies, Disney is by far the most profitable and popular. Last year, 2018, was a big year due to the sequel Incredibles 2. This is a sequel to the 2004 classic The Incredibles. Incredibles 2 was a massive success, grossing over $1 billion. Easily surpassing its predecessor. With profits like this, how will Disney make profit this year? Nostalgia stealing. Disney is now remaking some of its old classic animated movies into CGI live-action remakes. This started in 2016 with The Jungle Book, a remake of the 1967 movie The Jungle Book, followed by 2017's Beauty and the Beast, remake of 1991's Beauty and the Beast. Both of these movies were incredibly profitable, and both of them are one of the highest grossing films of all time. Disney is, as of now, remaking The Lion King, Aladdin, and Dumbo into CGI live-action remakes. Considering that The Jungle Book and Beauty and the Beast are number 41 and 14 on the highest grossing films of all time according to Wikipedia, and the nostalgia of remaking old films and how popular the movies were when they first came out, I expect these to be easily like top 10 on the highest grossing movies of all time. Disney also has another way of making money, emotionally manipulating your childhood for profits. They're sequelizing old movies with Toy Story 4 and Frozen 2. This has to do with Incredibles 2, since the wait, it was 14 years between The Incredibles and Incredibles 2, and it made a massive amount of profit. And years of wait creates hype. For Toy Story, it's 9 years between between Toy Story 3 and Toy Story 4, and for Frozen, it's been 6 years. So with the hype, I expect Frozen 2 and Toy Story 4 to be like top 5, and as well as with the CGI remakes. And no matter how you look at it, Disney rehashing old properties will make a large sums of money, and this is probably going to be Disney's most successful year, 2019.
One could easily argue that another movie could be the highest grossing movie of 2019. It's clear that other movies in 2019 will make a lot of money, as there are many competitors to Marvel, such as the powerhouse of the film industry known as Star Wars. Star Wars across 12 movies has made an insane $9,307,230,439. This is one of the highest grossing franchises of all time. Star Wars has been a powerhouse not just in the film industry, but as a franchise for decades, ever since the first film was released back in 1977. Star Wars has a film coming out on December 20th, 2019. Star Wars films have always been a force to be reckoned with in the film industry. Star Wars has a constant fan population increase as Disney is bringing it back to modern times with more toys, shows, and especially movies. As the population of their fan base increases, so does their profit, as they have more and more people who go to see their movies. The last Star Wars movie, The Last Jedi, made over $1.3 billion. But Star Wars has a past of making movies in sets of three, and ironically enough, their profits follow a pattern too. The first movie in a trilogy of Star Wars movies always makes the most out of the three. The second makes the least, which leaves the third making the second most. Now I know what you're thinking. How much did the first one make? The answer is over $2 billion, the same as Avengers: Infinity War. Now, of course, both franchises follow two different patterns, but they individually have their set patterns. But here's the question. What if Star Wars breaks its pattern? It's entirely possible that Episode 9 could make more than Episode 7. And if that is so, we could have a major competitor to Endgame. But it's very unlikely that Star Wars will break its 40-year pattern. So now we have me and Christian are both going to do sort of an unscripted little rebuttal as to why Star Wars will not make the most money. Would you like to start, Christian?
Yeah, sure. So this really has to do with a controversial film. Star Wars The Last Jedi came out in 2017. It was a disconnect, like you were saying earlier, with critics and the general public, because, you know, the public hated it. They really didn't like it. And I didn't like it either.
Yeah. I think the Rotten Tomatoes score for The Last Jedi was a 91%, so the critics loved it. But the audience score on Rotten Tomatoes was simply a 40%, so yeah. That is awful.
And you can clearly, 44.
Yeah, like 44. You can see a clear, direct correlation between the ratings that the audience gives and the amount of money that the movie makes, as The Force Awakens had a much better, not only Rotten Tomatoes score, but also a audience score. Yeah. And that had direct correlation because The Last Jedi lost $735 million in comparison to The Force Awakens. Yeah. And you can see that direct correlation between not only the ratings of the audience, but also the money that the audience is willing to give. Because if those audience members go home and they tell everyone, like, oh, this movie was awful, no one's going to pay to see it. And that's also something that companies, they manipulate into their algorithms and their equations when they figure out when to put movies, how to make movies, and so on and so on.
But you were talking about, you know, they might watch the movie and tell everyone, don't go see it. However, Star Wars is Star Wars. It's been out for like 40 years, so people are going to watch Star Wars whether they hear it's bad or not. You know, that's reality. I mean, I'm pretty sure I heard that it was bad, and I still watched it.
Yeah, when it's been around for, 1977?
77, yeah.
Yeah, so it's been around for almost 40 years. Yeah. So when a Star Wars movie comes out, you just add the simple title Star Wars, it's gonna get attention.
You were saying, like, Last Jedi made, I think, $1 billion in profit, and that might look good, but if you look at The Force Awakens compared to The Last Jedi, like you were saying, it lost $735 million. And now, Star Wars, at least the sequel trilogy and the new movies that they're making, they hit the ground running with Force Awakens. But now, with, Solo, I haven't seen that, but, like, The Last Jedi and Rogue One, they made considerably less money, so they're just going on this downward spiral. So
yeah, you can see a direct, I hate reiterating it, but correlation between not only the ratings that the audience is willing to give and the amount of money that they're willing to pay. So if I go and see a movie, and me and Christian both go see a movie, and we love it, and we're willing to give money for it, that's what companies look at. So they're willing to see what the audience likes and what they want, and they'll manipulate that into their next movie so that way they can just increase their profit. And you can see that a lot of movies, like especially, ironic enough, the Avengers movies, they do nothing but increase in ratings and profit. You can see as they just go on, they make more and more money. Between the first Iron Man and Avengers Infinity War and now Avengers Endgame, which is going to come out.
Yeah.
So you can clearly see that Marvel can look at what their audience likes, they know what they want, put that into the movie, and they make not only better ratings but more money.
It's the opposite of Star Wars.
Yeah, you can see that's something that Star Wars definitely needs to learn from. And not only they did, as with episodes 4, 5, and 6, and then 1, 2, and 3, George Lucas saw what the audience liked, and he added it in.
Yeah.
With 7, 8, and 9, with Disney taking over, they don't know. They strictly did this for money.
Yeah, I'm more of... I agree with you. I'm definitely more of a Star Wars fan because, like, Marvel, there's 20 movies, and I just don't have time to watch all the movies and get emotionally invested in 20 movies. Like, that's why, like, when I was watching Infinity War, my friend was crying, and I was just pretty neutral on it because I've only seen, like, 5 or 6 out of 20, so I didn't have that investment, emotional investment in it, just... You know, not the biggest Marvel fan.
Yeah, that's something that also they take into account. So when you have something like Star Wars that's been around since the 70s, and you have something like Marvel that's been around, well, longer, but they've been making movies for a smaller period of time, with the amount of time that the movie's been around and the franchise has been around, that's something that companies will take into account when they make these movies as well.
Yeah. But I think that Star Wars 9 is probably going to make... more money. I feel like it's definitely going to make more money than The Last Jedi.
I agree.
I probably not, maybe. I mean, it's the last movie of the sequel franchise, so a lot of people are probably going to go see it.
Yeah, I believe the ratings will probably be higher, but I don't believe that the money will be higher, because with the not only the direction that these Star Wars movies have gone in, where their ratings and their money has just been fluctuating the past few years, if you look back at, like, 4, 5, and 6, and then 1, 2, and 3, they have a pattern. The first one in the trilogy makes the most, the second makes the least, and then the third one makes the second most. So if we follow that pattern, because that's the only thing we can really go off of, since Star Wars is on this unpredictable path, we can assume that it won't make as much money as the first one, which was how much?
It was
$2 billion, a little bit over?
Yeah.
And so we can assume that it'll make around $2 billion, but at the same time...
I'd say 1.8 maybe.
I can agree with that,
also,
because it won't make more.
Yeah, but also it could make more because The Last Jedi, or The Force Awakens, it had J.J. Abrams as director, and everyone loved The Force Awakens. I thought it was good, but I don't know, it felt too safe because it was pretty much just Star Wars Episode 4. I mean, the plot was very similar. And then you had The Last Jedi, which everyone hated, which was directed by Rian Johnson. Everyone really did not like that movie. So now, for Star Wars Episode 9, they're bringing back J.J. Abrams as director. Everyone loves J.J. Abrams, so they're going to say, oh, he's back in direction. It's no longer this guy. So
yeah, that's the company's
looking. This would be
looking
a lot better.
Yeah, it's companies looking directly at what the audience is like. So they got rid of Rian Johnson, and they bring back J.J. Abrams, because that's a clear correlation. You do what the audience likes, and you make more money.
Yeah. I kind of hope that Star Wars Episode 9, and forgive my personal opinion, I hope it makes more money than Endgame, just because I like Star Wars more than Marvel. Yeah, so.
Ironic enough, me on the other side, I honestly hope that Endgame makes more, just because I think that Marvel deserves it after 10 years of making such great films consistently. I believe that they deserve not only the ratings, but the money.
Yeah, I mean, Marvel, I mean, you're right, talking about how they deserve it, and now, like, you know, Star Wars is... I wouldn't really say a shell of its former self, but, you know, it's not as good as the old ones. But, I don't know, it's Star Wars, I like it, and I like it more than Marvel, so I hope it makes money. But
so
probably going to have to agree to disagree.
Altogether, we can assume that Star Wars will not make as much money because they don't follow, they lately haven't been following the pattern of normal Star Wars movies. And on top of that, Avengers movies, Marvel movies in general, have been making more and more money as their ratings have been also increasing, while Star Wars has not. So it's safe to assume that the direct correlation between audience satisfaction and financial gain has clearly been shown, while Star Wars is lacking in this field. So it's safe to assume that Star Wars will not make as much simply because of that fact. So the question now is how much money I believe Avengers Endgame will make, as it is clearly going to be the highest grossing movie of 2019. My personal estimation for how much money it'll make, its opening week alone is anywhere between $300 million and $325 million. Since Ant-Man and the Wasp made around $260 million its opening week, and that was the first movie to come out since Infinity War, the profit difference as well between every Marvel Avengers movie, opening week profit-wise, has increased every single time by, on average, $50 million. So it's safe to assume that after the 10-year hype for this movie and the literal countless amounts of money Marvel has made off of their movies from the MCU, it's safe to assume that not only will Avengers Endgame have the biggest opening, but will also make the most money, which I also estimate to be around anywhere between $2.5 to $3 billion, as the last Avengers movie made over $2 billion in total on its own. So, we have talked about everything from Pixar to Star Wars to Marvel. We are now debating on which movie will make the most in 2019.
The answer for which will be the highest grossing movie of 2019 is yes. The reason is because all those movies we talked about are properties of Disney. This shows that it really doesn't matter which single movie makes the most amount of money, because Disney's just going to make all the money. So the real highest grossing movie of 2019 is Disney Inc.
Ironic.